Good morning. This is Commissioner Dennis Fraser with my podcast. First thing I want to say is that I'm doing this on Monday morning, the 16th of August, and it will not be broadcast until the following Sunday. The reason I'm saying that is because I'm going to talk a little bit about getting vaccinated and what's happening with the Delta variant of the COVID-19 virus. And between now, this Monday, and next coming Sunday, when it gets aired, a lot of things could change. So I just want to put that as a disclaimer. This is the 16th of August, and like I said, it won't be out there for a while, almost a week before it gets out. But I have to do it now because the commissioners and so forth are going down to the Mako convention and going to try to work with the state, the governor, and his secretaries and so forth to try to get some funding to come back to Carroll County to help us out. So it is a worthwhile venture, but it does take about the whole week to get down here and get things done. Hopefully we'll be as successful this year as we have been in the past, and I believe we will be. This governor is very good to Carroll County. The one thing that we always ask about is infrastructure and so forth. Him and his people are very good about trying to get infrastructure built, and he knows the importance of that. So let's move on to COVID-19 Delta variant. First thing I want to say is get vaccinated if you haven't been vaccinated. The good news is that the rate of vaccines has gone up in the past couple of weeks as the Delta variant goes around and surges over the place. People are, I think, paying a little bit more attention to it now. And so more people are getting vaccinated, but you just need to do it. And I know that there's a lot of different information out there about the vaccine, about COVID. There are some people out there who still believe COVID's not even real. So there's a lot of information out there about this. And I have to say, from what I've heard, most of it's wrong. And let's also be clear, some of the early information about COVID that was coming out from people that should know about COVID is not as up-to-date and factual as it is right now, because it couldn't be. They were just learning about it at that point. So some guidelines have changed. But no one at any time has ever said, don't get vaccinated. No one has ever said that. So while there might be information out there that is contradictory, one group says this, another group says that, no credible scientist or doctor or a health department official has ever said, don't get vaccinated. So please get vaccinated. And if you don't believe what the national, the state, the local health officials have said, ask your own doctor. Your doctor, I would believe, has been taking care of you for years. Ask your doctor what they think about getting the vaccine. I don't know of a credible doctor that has said, no, don't get the vaccine. Now, of course, unless there's some health condition or some reason that you can't take it, I know there are legitimate reasons. But other than that, please go out and get the vaccine. The Delta variant is out there. And the reason that we have so many variants is because viruses mutate so quickly. And they do. And they mutate quicker when there's more of them out in the world. Because the number of people haven't been vaccinated, the viruses are able to mutate. The Delta variant is more transmissible and more deadly than previous variants have been. What's the next one going to be? Is it going to make the Delta variant look like it's nothing? If it is, you know, we could be in trouble here. So let's get out there. Let's get everyone to get the vaccine. It still bothers me that people argue, though, it's not good. It's not this. It is. It's what you need to do right now. The vaccines for the virus are about 93% effective. If you look at 100 million people that have got the vaccine, and well over that have gotten it in this country, but let's just say 100 million people, that still leaves 7 million people about. That's your 7%. They'll probably develop some symptoms or something from the COVID virus. So when people say, well, so-and-so got a vaccine and they still got COVID, and it's expected. 7%, it's expected. It doesn't mean that it doesn't work. It's just not 100% effective. There is nothing, no vaccine out there that's ever been, to my knowledge, 100% effective. But 93% is pretty effective. So people should be looking at that and should be taking it and should be getting the vaccine. And I worry about, I had a discussion, and I won't mention his name, with someone who's not vaccinated a little while ago, telling them that perhaps they shouldn't be in the meeting that I was in because it was a closed, you know, we're inside of a room, person's not vaccinated, not willing to wear a mask. And he looks at me and says, well, aren't you vaccinated? I said, well, yeah, I am. Goes, do you trust the vaccine? I said, I do. Goes, why do I need to wear a mask? Well, it's because it's only 93% effective. It's only 93%. What if I'm in that 7% that's going to get it? And what if I just get it and then take it home to someone else? That's why. That's why you need to wear a mask. So just arguments like that, just get the vaccine. I'm also going to talk briefly about masks in schools. Our Board of Education, as of when I'm doing this on Monday morning, has decided to have masks optional. I believe that's a mistake in the elementary school level, especially in the elementary school level, because they don't have a vaccine out there that they can take. They're supposed to go to school, and let's face it, If you're talking virtual learning versus in-person learning, I think everyone wants to go to in-person. I think it's so much better. And I would like to think that everyone agrees with me in that part. Everyone would like to have the students back in school, in-person learning. We all want that. So if it's a choice between virtual and in-person wins. Well, if you have to have a mask to go in person, is that really such a big deal? Is it? Especially for the elementary school where the vaccine for the kids that age, it's not okay yet. They're not supposed to take it until it gets more tests done on it. So they don't have a choice. So that's why my feeling is elementary school, everyone in the elementary schools, teachers, staff, and children should be required to wear a mask. Now, once the vaccine, and if and when, I guess, the vaccine is okayed for children under 12, about 3 months after that fact, then you can look at making masks optional. But right now, I think it's the wrong thing to do. I think it should be mandatory mask in at least the elementary schools. I really do. And if you also look at, if you're a parent of one of these students, would you rather have your child wear a mask or get sick? Again, I don't think that's a question because there's no one that wants their own children to get sick. Don't think that it won't happen because it has happened. And it's already happened already in some of the school systems that have opened up in Florida. There's one of the school systems has over 400 kids got the variant within the first week. I mean, come on. Let's wear the mask at the elementary level at least. And I'm not saying I would limit it to that, but if we're talking science and everything, let's make the mask mandatory at the elementary school level. And then we'll see from there. Personally, I think if you're a teacher, if you're a healthcare worker, you should be required to get the vaccination because you're working around a population that's kind of in jeopardy there because they have to be there with you. I don't think it's a lot to ask. I really don't for the safety. I actually see my time is almost out. I did want to talk a little bit about the voter suppression, so I'll try to hit that kind of quickly. There are some states that are trying to pass laws to limit people's right to vote. Really bad idea. Safety and security of elections is a cornerstone of our democracy, or actually of our republic. But trying to limit people to have a legitimate right to vote because you think they might not vote your way or something of that sort is ridiculous. In 1965, you passed the Voters' Rights Act, which outlawed discriminatory voting practices. Why take a step backwards? I want to make elections safe and secure. I think everyone does. If you don't believe the elections are safe and secure, then you don't really believe that the people got elected should have gotten elected. I understand all that. But we don't do that by limiting the legitimate people that have a right to vote, you know, limiting their right to vote. Some people are saying, well, we're not going to have early voting. We're not going to do this, not going to do that. Why? Show me where it's proven to be a problem. I see my time is up. Maybe I'll talk more about that next time. It's Commissioner Dennis Frazier with my weekly podcast. Thank you for listening.